One morning, as they were sailing between the isles with less wind than usual, Philip observed,
"Krantz,
you said that there were events in your own life, or connected with it, which would corroborate the mysterious tale I confided to you. Will you now tell me to what you referred?"
"Certainly," replied Krantz. "I've often thought of doing so, but one circumstance or another has hitherto prevented me. This is, however, a fitting opportunity. Prepare, therefore, to listen to a strange story, quite as strange, perhaps, as your own. I take it for granted that you have heard people speak of the Hartz Mountains," observed Krantz.
"I have never heard people speak of them that I can recollect," replied Philip.
"But I have read of them in some book, and of the strange things which have occurred there."
"It is indeed a wild region," rejoined Krantz, "and many strange tales are told of it. But strange as they are, I have good reason for believing them to be true. I have told you, Philip, that I fully believe in your communion with the other world, that I credit the history of your father and the lawlessness of your mission, for that we are surrounded, impelled, and worked upon by beings different in their nature from ourselves. I have had full evidence, as you will acknowledge, when I state what has occurred in my own family. Why such malevolent beings as I am about to speak of should be permitted to interfere with us and punish, I may say, comparatively unoffending mortals is beyond my comprehension. But that they are so permitted is most certain. The great principle of all evil fulfills his work of evil. Why, then, not the other minor spirits of the same class?" inquired Philip. "What matters it to us whether we are tried by and have to suffer from the enmity of our fellow mortals, or whether we be persecuted by beings more powerful and more malevolent than ourselves? We know that we have to work out our salvation, and that we shall be judged according to our strength. If then there be evil spirits who delight to oppress men, there surely must be, as Amin asserts, good spirits, whose delight it is to do him service. Whether, then, we have to struggle against our passions only, or whether we have to struggle not only against our passions, but also the divine influence of unseen enemies, we ever struggle with the same odds in our favor, as the good are stronger than the evil which we combat. In either case, we are on the vantage ground. Whether, as in the first, we fight the good cause single-handed, or, as in the second, although opposed, we have the host of heaven ranged on our side. Thus are the scales of divine justice evenly balanced, and man is still a free agent, as his own virtuous or vicious propensities must ever decide whether he shall gain or lose the victory.
Most true, replied Krantz. And now to my history. My father was not born, or originally, a resident in the Hartz Mountains. He was a serf of an Hungarian nobleman of great possessions in Transylvania. But although a serf, he was not by any means a poor or illiterate man. In fact, he was rich, and his intelligence and respectability were such that he had been raised by his lord to the stewardship. But whoever may happen to be born a serf must he remain, even though he become a wealthy man. Such was the condition of my father. My father had been married for about 5 years, and by his marriage had 3 children, my eldest brother Caesar, myself, Hermann, and a sister named Marcella. You know, Philip, that Latin is still the language spoken in that country, and that will account for our high-sounding names. My mother was a very beautiful woman, unfortunately more beautiful than virtuous. She was seen and admired by the lord of the soil. My father was sent away upon some mission, and during his absence my mother, flattered by the attentions and won by the assiduities of this nobleman, yielded to his wishes. It so happened that my father returned very unexpectedly.